Good morning, it's Saturday morning, 10:27, it's the 9th of July, and this is a day late again, because this should be day 4 of the holidays. I didn't get around to audio booing again last night. In fact, I think I should probably stop apologising and just work on the principle that I'll be doing the audio boos in the morning from now on. But last night was Friday night, and we have normally got a bit of a problem with holidays, is that we tend to lose all relevance to days and dates and stuff, because obviously one day just drifts into the other. However, part of my claim to fame, or not claim to fame, anyway, I cut back on my drinking about 2-3 weeks ago. Work was getting really, really bad, and I'd sort of upped my drinking level, so I cut back on my drinking. And we've also cut back on our eating, mainly because I'm a little bit fat, although I'm quite a bit fat. Anyway, and for those of you who followed know that I've done this cut back on the eating thing before. But as we'd finished work, I decided to go for healthy cereals and diet drinks like water and stuff like that. But as yesterday was a Friday, we decided to celebrate slightly, and we had been thinking that we were going round to a friend's house tomorrow or today, and so we were a bit slightly worried that, oh no, we'd be breaking diets or all sensibilities twice in a row. But it's the opera in the street today. There's a day where they cut off the whole street in Tijuana, and they perform opera. And they perform opera all day, and the friends we were going to that. So we said, okay, and we went down Debauchery City sort of way, and somehow all the goodness that we had done over the week got trashed in 2 bottles of wine, several cheeses, and not the baby cheeses, just cheeses. And a good night was had by one and all. It's such a good night that we actually slept in for the first time this holiday. We've both woken up. We're both bright and sparkly. Are you bright and sparkly? Yeah. She says she's bright and sparkly. And happiness carries on. Woke up to a phone call, actually. It was a phone call from the mum. This job or this business that I'm setting up was actually sort of inspired more by a mum whose child was leaving school, and they didn't want to him to miss out on my teaching him. And so they spent an afternoon talking to Maria and persuaded Maria that this would be a good idea. And they signed their son on straight away for an hour a week sessions. And then within the next couple of days, they'd signed on 2 more kids. And this phone call this morning was they talked to several other people, the people that they know. And these people are also very interested in having me as a tutor. So it looks like the whole thing's sort of taking off quite well. And by the time the school year starts in August, I could actually have 5 or 6 people already in place. And obviously once they start and then they start going back to schools, their schools, and telling other students, there's a chance it can build up. Of course, the fear is, well, it's not really a fear. The problem, it's not a problem. The thing is that it could end up that I'm working sort of like really hard on top of having done a school day as well. But it's for a year, so that I've got to build this up and so get as many people going. And then from there, we can sort of think about whether it's viable to sort of quit the job and move on to just doing this, sort of setting up my own school. We shall see. It's still early doors. I did in Walmart 2 days ago. We walked past somebody who turned around and said, "Don't you know me? You used to teach my son for a year 5 years ago." And you think like, well, why would I know you? You recognise me. Anyway, I then immediately handed her a card, and she was very interested. So it's sort of like things are coming together, which is quite exciting. And that's about it really for yesterday. I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye now.